Next patient is Greenberg Bernard. That's Greenberg is GREENBERG. Bernard, BERNARD. Date of birth is 6/21/43. The date of visit is 8/10/22. Please make a copy from Michael Townsend, TOWNSEND. Next, chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of COVID-19 infection 1 month ago. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 77-year-old male who has a history of shortness of breath over the past 2 months. Also had a COVID-19 infection. Approximately 6 weeks ago, the patient had a CT chest to evaluate coronary artery calcifications, and this was done on 8/5/22, and it showed extensive plaque in the coronary arteries and other chest vessels, and cardiac evaluation was advised. He had no significant cough or wheezing, but has generalized weakness and shortness of breath and chest tightness, and denies fevers, chills, night sweats, or hemoptysis. There's no leg or calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included the history for cataract surgery and left knee surgery, as well as cervical spine surgery at C5 and 6. He also had parathyroidectomy and a history for prostate cancer with biopsy, but no no further intervention. He has emphysema, as well as history of hypothyroidism, gout, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and mild diabetes. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient was a prior smoker, one pack per day for 9 years. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history: father died of brain cancer, mother died of old age. Next paragraph. Allergies: none. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient the patient had weight loss and fatigue and denies chest pains. He has abdominal pains and diarrhea and constipation. He has hoarseness and some wheezing and no cough. He has shortness of breath. Also has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has no arm pain or calf muscle pains. He has depression. He has muscle stiffness and memory loss and denies skin rash or itching. Next paragraph. Med list included metformin 1,000 milligrams, BID, atorvastatin 20 milligrams a day, Synthroid 25 micrograms daily, HCT-Z 25 milligrams daily, and Kalorcon 10 milliequivalents, TID, Diazide 1 capsule a day, and Spiriva 1 puff daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam: this elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. His blood pressure 140/80, pulse is 104, respirations 22, attempts 98, and weight is 127, saturation 97. On room air. HENT anomphalic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no venous distension, trachea, middle line, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Scattered wheezes heard bilaterally with prolonged expirations. Distant breath sounds. Heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no edema. Megaly's bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, normal reflexes. And there were no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves. Grossly intact. Skin was dry and scaly. Next paragraph, impression number one. COPD and chronic dyspnea. Number two is history of COVID-19 pneumonia with post-COVID syndrome. Number three is rule out pulmonary embolism. Number four is coronary artery disease. And number five, aortic insufficiency. Number six is chronic back pain. Next paragraph, plan patient has been advised to get a CT chest. I'm sorry, CTA chest to rule out PE and use a Ventil and HFA inhaler to pulse PRN. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Advised to use a Ventil and HFA inhaler to pulse QID PRN. He will also continue with these other mentioned medications above, and a follow-up visit may range in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Dr. Maria Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z, Maria. That's MD. Thank you, Doc. This is